Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Our school staff are under a lot of stress, but here's some good news. There's counseling help, and it's free. Let's go in depth with Cheryl Garland with Integrative Counseling Solutions. Cheryl, how are we all doing at this stage of the pandemic?
Well, of course, it's hard to have a pulse on or read on everybody, but I would say for the people that we know, that I've spoken with personally, or my own family, or our clients, that people have adjusted to this idea that we have to do things differently. We maybe have to modify where we go or how we go, or who we see, and wear a mask and wash our hands. I think we've kind of got the hang of that now. But we are heading into cold weather. And so for many of us, the ability to meet people outside has been a saving grace, in that, you know, we can still do some socializing and stay safe, or eat outside on a patio, or enjoy outdoor sports and exercise, but it's getting cold out. So I think we have a nice week coming up, but we all know that it'll be November next week, and so the idea of being inside and dealing with it is a new issue we have to think about now.
Well, and these come into our holiday times that sometimes for some of us, they're not our best time emotionally, mentally.
That's definitely true. And even for those who do look forward to the holidays, I know in our family, we will not be celebrating Thanksgiving and Christmas with family this year because many of our family members are have impaired immune systems or are dealing with an underlying condition, and it's risky. And so it will probably be on Zoom for us. And that, you know, that's sad. But the reality that in order to keep our family members safe, we're going to have to modify how we do things this year. And I'm sure we're not the only family having to do that. So everybody is in a different boat, but we're all in the same storm. And in Iowa, our numbers are unfortunately going in the wrong direction. So we have to continue to be careful, very thoughtful.
I think I've never heard that before, all in the same boat, or all in the same storm, but in different boats. I like that.
Well, in our boat, we have three family members that have different kinds of underlying conditions or compromised immune systems. In somebody else's family, they may be frontline workers and they have to go to work, and that may mean that there's people they can't be around because they can't quarantine themselves to make it safe to go visit grandma. Somebody else's family, they may be trying to teach their children from home and work at home at the same time. And there's just different situations people are dealing with it.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Cheryl Garland with Integrative Counseling Solutions. One of the things that you wanted to talk about today is that you have a new grant that will allow your organization, your company, to work with school employees. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. We received a grant from the Cross Mental Health Region that allows us to provide free employee assistance type programming, but our program is a bit different than what you think of as employee assistance, typically as a short-term counseling arrangement, 3 to 5 sessions. This program will involve 3 mental health wellness coaching sessions, and our recipients will work on resilience building, stress management, coping and relaxation skills, and mindfulness to provide support to help them deal with life during the pandemic. In addition to that, they may also have 2 therapy sessions with a licensed therapist, again, for free, And then if they would wish to continue, they can, of course, use their health insurance as anybody would. But this program is entirely free and entirely funded by the Cross Mental Health Region with dollars from the CARES Act. So I'm very excited about it. It's a great opportunity for people who have never had any help in this area and really maybe don't know where to turn. This is a unique situation that we're in. And frankly, I think almost everybody I talk to has stress of one kind or another. And so we're going to help you with that stress and teach you skills in stress management, resilience building, coping, relaxation skills, and mindfulness to help deal with the pandemic, deal with the upcoming holidays, deal with being indoors when, you know, we want to be outdoors. And so that's a new program, and we're happy to be able to deliver it and deliver it for free.
And this is for all school staff, employees, and what counties are in the region?
Okay, so going over to the Cross Mental Health Region, that includes Clark, Decatur, Lucas, Marion, Monroe, Ringgold, and Wayne counties. I'm going to repeat Marion County because that is in your region, and that is where we also have an office. Marion County is included in that. All of these other counties are closer to the southern border. But again, Clark, Decatur, Lucas, Marion, Monroe, Ringgold, and Wayne counties, all of their schools and all of the school employees in those seven counties may receive this, you know, modified employee assistance program to help them with their stress.
Is it possible that there's other organizations doing the same thing that got the same grant in some of our other counties that are in the listening area?
I know there is one other agency in the Cross region that received it. I'm not familiar with what's happening throughout the state, but it's possible, yes.
It doesn't hurt to reach out and, you know, try to figure it out. Probably, I don't know, school leadership would know about it.
I would hope so. And also, you can call the mental health region in your area and they will know whether or not they've issued a grant for that purpose.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Cheryl Garland with Integrative Counseling Solutions. Well, and this is an especially stressful year for, I don't know, maybe even for more than the most of us, for teachers and staff at school. I mean, the teachers are doing extra things. Throughout the entire system, it's the superintendent, the principals, the teachers, all other staff, custodians.
Absolutely.
I mean, everybody.
Right. The custodians have a big job, and the cafeteria workers have to make changes, and everybody is having to alter what they did to accommodate us. So you're absolutely right about that. And that in itself can be stressful. Not seeing students that you normally see. I know some cafeteria workers that, you know, why, they used to enjoy seeing the kids every morning come in and get their breakfast, and now we just deliver the food to the student's classroom and don't necessarily see students. So there's just lots of changes in about every way imaginable for some of our schools. And I think the closer you get to the metro area, probably the more concerns there are. So,
well,
just because of the way the numbers go with COVID.
Do we tend to compartmentalize our world when we have to interact with people? Do we sort of emotionally disengage? I remember at the beginning sort of, you know, really not wanting to be near anybody. And now the teachers and staff at the schools, they have to be. I mean, they try to socially distance, but if you're trying to teach a kid to read, a little kid, you know, you can't be very far away, and you have to be able, you have to be able to see each other's lips even. I mean, do we compartmentalize? Do we sort of act like we're not in this potentially dangerous situation? How are we dealing with this?
Well, I can't really speak for the school staff because I don't manage school staff, but I would say for our therapy team that we have some people who, because of their family situation, may be doing completely online services using video teleconferencing. And we have other staff that maybe are not in that situation and not seeing their clients in person. And some who feel comfortable going into school and some who do not. And so we are having to really take everything on a case-by-case, moment-by-moment basis. And as far as compartmentalizing, I have not asked that question, to be honest with you, but I think that's human nature at times. We have personal problems. We have to compartmentalize that so that we can deal with our job. And that may be a very functional accommodation that we make naturally. And then sometimes it can be not so healthy and we compartmentalize everything. But I would say for those of us that like people and want to be around people, it is very difficult if we don't get to be around people. And so we're seeing myself a lot more people over our video teleconference system, Theralink, which is HIPAA protected, than I am seeing in person. And for others, they may be able to do that in-person work and feel comfortable doing it. But of course, with masks, with hand sanitizer, with cleaning wipes and everything else that we need to do to make sure we keep everybody clean, keep everything clean and keep everybody safe.
Now, you said mindfulness was important. What do you mean? How is that important? And what do you mean by mindfulness?
Mindfulness is a skill that you can build to focus on the here and the now. So we talked earlier about the holidays or about cold weather. And if I begin to worry about those things in the future, my mind is taken off of the here and the now, which is just fine. The sun is shining. It's beautiful outside. I can see the fall leaves, and I hear your voice, and I can enjoy the day. The sky is blue, and I'm focused on the here and now as I look outside the window. And that is a skill and an art to be able to focus on your time right now with the people that you're with right now and enjoy that without worrying about the future or fretting about the past. And so we do help people learn to do that because it is much healthier for your mind if you can stay in the here and the now instead of worrying ahead or ruminating on the past where we can't do anything about that, right? So it's an important coping skill and stress management skill to be able to do that. One of the ways that I teach that is by using a giant feather and teaching my clients to balance that feather on the tip of their finger. Because if you can keep your eye on the top of the feather and follow it, you can adjust your body and you can balance that feather on the tip of your finger. But the minute you take your eye off the top of the feather, that feather is going to fall because you have lost the ability to manage that and balance that for yourself. And that's just an example of one way to do mindfulness. Plenty of people use other methods. But try just, you know, even looking outside the window or taking a walk and noticing nature and staying with, you know, a leaf that's on the ground in front of you or the dog walking across the street or a cloud up in the sky that maybe looks like something you recognize. And that will help you to be mindful and stay right here, right now. That is the safest place to be mentally, assuming you are safe where you are and safe with whatever people you're with.
Well, yeah, if I'm in the here and now and I'm safe then and not looking forward or not looking back, there's not much to worry about and one can relax. Is that what happens?
Exactly. That our tendency is to begin to worry about what's coming up next, as we just talked about. The holiday is coming. I woke up this morning and thought, I need to get, you know, shopping. I haven't bought one gift. Well, already, before I'm even out of bed, I'm already worrying about December, right? And that doesn't help me stay mindful and stay in the present. I have to think, you know, about what do I have in front of me today? I'm going to be talking to Dr. Bob today, and I'm looking forward to that. And what am I going to be speaking about today? That's much healthier.
All right. So a program for to help all school staff is free.
Yes.
And can you tell me what counties again?
Absolutely. Let me go back to my screen. And Clark, Ringgold, Decatur, Lucas, Marion, Monroe, and Wayne counties.
All right. Well,
and
great.
All they have to do is call our office to get that started.
All right.
They don't have to personnel. They don't have to tell anybody. It's completely confidential, by the way. So that's the most important part of any counseling, is that it is completely confidential.
Okay. Any last thoughts you'd like to share today?
Well, I just want to wish everybody a wonderful fall, and hope that you can stay focused on the beauty of nature and the good things in your life. And if there's anything that we can do to help, please give us a call.
Thanks to Cheryl Garland for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe. An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.